Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Thank you, Courtney. I'm Ian Ozan, WWL First News. And now, sitting in for Tommy Tucker, yes, there are two Ians. Ian Hoke on WWLAMFM.com.
Good morning to you, Ian Ozan. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you too, sir.
And to you as well, Courtney. Nice to speak with you this morning.
New Year, Ian.
Can I share with you something kind of strange that happened to me last week when I was on vacation?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend reported to me, she said, you know, you talked in your sleep last night. And I said, what are you talking about? She said, and not just like a regular mumble, you know, like something like that. I've been known to do that. She said in the middle of the night last night, clear as a bell, at full volume, as if you were on the radio, you said the following sentence. Happy holidays to you and yours. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and to all the little guys in between. And then I just went back to sleep. I said nothing else. All the little guys in between?
Would be the elves?
I guess, I don't know if that, like, the other sort of more obscure Saturnalia, like Kwanzaa, I don't know. I hope I wasn't leaving any. I didn't mean
Lilliputian.
I didn't mean what's the, like, the Zoroastrian Christmas holiday? I don't know.
Possibilities are endless, Ian.
Festivus for the rest of us? Who
yeah,
knows?
Exactly. Could be fest. All the little guys in between. I'm so excited to be here with you this morning. We got a great show lined up, and I've got a crossword. I made a big crossword, and Ian and Courtney, if you guys want to do my crossword, just text the Okunar Jewelers Talking Text Line, 504-260-1870, and I'll text you a link back to my crossword. It's very simple. You can just do it right there on your phone. You don't have to log in. It doesn't cost anything. There's no advertisements. It's just a simple, sweet little crossword for the end of the year. Just a little something I made for all of us to enjoy here. You and the listening audience, same thing. If you want to do my crossword, just hit it up on the Okunar Jewelers Talking Text Line. Send me a text that says, I want to play the crossword, or send me a link to the crossword, and I'll text it right back to you.
Nice.
And, yeah,
nice.
You don't win anything if you, like, complete the crossword in a certain time. It's just a fun thing for us to do. If you need something to distract you for 10 or 15 minutes on this December 31st, in the year of our Lord, 2024, there it is. You can play my crossword, huh?
Definitely. Now, we'll work on the prize at some point, but yes.
I don't know, like, if there's some food in the kitchen that we could give out as a prize. I don't know. I'm not going to go downstairs and, like, meet some random person and say, like, here's some leftover pizza.
Right.
Like
that. Here's some cake.
Yes. Is there cake?
No.
No.
Courtney.
Sorry.
What?
We're lucky if Subway will be open downstairs.
I'm not usually here this time of day, so I don't know if you guys have secret cake that you're holding out on that's gone by the time I usually get here.
There may be secrets.
Okay, well, make sure you let me know. Don't leave me hanging there. Thank you, Ian and Courtney. We'll be speaking to more of you again later. On the board is Colin Steele. Colin, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm excited to be working with you. We've never done this before, have we?
2 years? I've always worked beneath you because you're my boss.
Yep.
But never with you.
Well, here we are. I'm excited to see you here this morning, bright and early. Okay, great. Let's go ahead and step away. We'll take care of some business. And when we come back, we will be speaking with Professor Robert Hogan. He's a professor and department chair of political science at Louisiana State University. Will Mike Johnson have trouble holding together the Republicans' narrow majority in the House of Representatives? You heard yesterday, President-elect Trump has endorsed Mike Johnson to hold on to the speaker's gavel in that chamber. It remains to be seen if that's actually going to come to pass. There are already some Republicans who are saying they will not vote for Mike Johnson. And there is not a lot of room to play with here, folks. If just one, two, maybe three defectors do not support Mike Johnson, the Democrats do not throw him a lifeline, they're going to have to figure something else out. There's a lot of gray area here. There's a lot I want to understand, and I'll make sure you understand it too. So we'll be checking in with Professor Hogan in just a few minutes. I'm Ian Hoke, sitting in for Tommy Tucker on WWL First News. Be right back after this. 6:16 here on WWLAMFM.com and always live on the free Odyssey app. And joining us on the line right now is Professor and Department Chair of Political Science at Louisiana State University, Professor Robert Hogan. Good morning to you, Professor.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Oh, fairly well. This last day of the year.
It surely is. Yeah, wow. What a year it was in politics, Professor. Let's begin with what is going to happen, in your view, on January 3rd, when new members of the House of Representatives are sworn in. Their very first piece of business that they're supposed to take care of traditionally is electing a speaker. How do you see this playing out, given what we've seen are the dynamics at play between these sort of warring factions in the Republican caucus, the endorsement from Donald Trump yesterday? Where do you see this going on January 3rd?
Yeah, it's hard to tell. We know that the margins are very slim. You've got with Matt Gaetz, the House member from Florida, who's resigned. You've got, or will have on Friday, 219 Republicans and 215 Democrats. And in order to win the election speaker, you've got to win a majority of those who are present and voting. Of the membership. And the question is whether or not Mike Johnson, who has declared his candidacy and has gotten the support, as you indicated, of Donald Trump, whether or not he will be able to get to the magic number of 218. There have already been some members who've signaled that they're not certain that they're going to give Johnson his support. One member, Thomas Massie, a Republican from Kentucky, has indicated that he's not going to vote for Johnson. And this of course all stems from disputes within the Republican Party. You have two major factions within the party, the Freedom Caucus, that is concerned about issues of physical conservatism and the desire to keep spending low as well as taxes low, which can sometimes be in and of itself a difficult task to achieve both of those goals. And then, of course, you have the Main Street Caucus, which is more mainstream Republicans on a variety of different issues. And whether or not those two parts of the Republican Party can agree is what it's going to come down to. So it's really keeping the caucus together. The question is, has Trump's endorsement at the last moment, he sort of was withholding it, does that help cement it for him? The key thing that Mike Johnson has going for him is that there isn't anyone else out there who looks like they can get more votes than he can. And that's sort of been the secret sauce in Mike Johnson's strategy all along, is that he, no one else other than him is able to sort of bridge these gaps to the extent that he can. And he's not even able to keep them together. If you'll recall that this past spring, some of the Republicans got together to ask that the speakership be vacated. Mm-hmm. And it was only when Democrats came in to save Mike Johnson that he was able to retain the speaker's gavel. The Democrats are not going to take that kind of role in this opening session here. And they undoubtedly will vote unanimously for their candidate, Hakeem Jeffries, to be speaker. So Mike Johnson, has got to get that magic number of 218 in order to win. And this is what Republicans generally, I think, want to it. They don't want to have this protracted speakers battle as they did when they won the House in 2022, when Kevin McCarthy went through 15 ballots to win. That put things it was a great deal of uncertainty. The Republicans are eager to get their agenda underway. They also, on Monday, this coming Monday, there's also the certification of the Electoral College votes in the joint session of Congress. Mm-hmm. So it's necessary, really, to have a speaker in place to make certain that process is carried out in a way that people are expecting.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because you've seen some chattering among, some of the commentary on the left on social media, that if a speaker is not in place, they cannot certify the election. Does that kind of jive with your understanding of the procedure here?
My understanding is that there's a great deal of uncertainty in what would happen.
Right.
And it's unclear. And I think the laws are not very straightforward. This has not happened in the past before. So I think it would be up to sort of almost in the moment, the parliamentarians in the chamber and what they do. And also, I'd have to say, what the Democrats do, how far they want to push this sort of thing.
Yeah.
And we haven't heard a lot from them speaking out about this. So I suspect they have not. They themselves are don't have a strategy or are not planning on using this as any sort of leverage. But for it to create uncertainty, if it were to delay the certification of votes in any way, I think that would send a strong signal that Republicans, although they have won the majority and a slight majority, don't have all their ducks in a row, and it might call into question their abilities to keep the caucus together to push through Trump's agenda.
Yeah, and they have kind of been signaling so far some of the things that they plan to tackle. Early on, you know, they were a little bit in disarray when Donald Trump took office the first time. It seems they're not going to be repeating that mistake. What do you think are going to be their top priorities once they actually get into session and select a speaker and start moving legislation?
Sure. I mean, I think that one of the biggest things, of course, is going to be dealing with the budget, the budgetary issues. These continuing resolutions have merely just kick the can down the road, so to speak. They have no real hard decisions have been made. And the real contention within the Republican Party has been, how to solve this. I mean, Donald Trump, Mike Johnson and the Democrats, and along with a large percentage of the Republican caucus, had come up with a deal for averting the budgetary problems or to solve the budgetary problems for a little bit longer of a period. Trump did not like that because it didn't raise the debt ceiling. Mm-hmm. Republicans immediately are going to have to deal with this issue of raising the debt ceiling. And the only way they were able to get a compromise that they did was they sort of put it off. And basically said amongst themselves, look, we'll solve this problem through we'll talk about the debt ceiling, raising that. I mean, there are some conservative members of the caucus who believe that that's the leverage that they have to keep spending low, and they want to make major cuts to the budget. Another part of the caucus isn't so keen on that, and I think Donald Trump is on that side of things by saying he would like a debt limit that is raised, so that would allow him to dig deep into, to cut taxes in a way that is what many Republicans are eager to do.
Great. We better stop there, Professor. Thank you so much for your time, your work, and your way. We're listening to Robert Hogan. He's a professor and department chair of poli sci at LSU. Happy New Year, Professor. We'll talk to you again.
Happy New Year to you.
All right. Take good care. In just a few moments here, we'll get caught up with more news headlines. At 6:45, we're going to talk to Drew Ramsey. He's the owner of Hubig's Pies. They're rolling out Hubig's King Cakes. We'll get all the details. But first, let's get caught up with traffic here with Courtney Peete. Be right back after this. Happy New Year's Eve to you. WWL invites you to ring in the new year at the NOLA New Year's Eve Fireworks Show tonight. You can start your celebration with the All-State Sugar Bowl Parade that's rolling through the French Quarter at 2 p.m. today. That's my neck of the woods. I'll try to be there. Then explore the quarter as we await the New Year's Eve concert coming up at 9 o'clock tonight. You can rock out until the countdown to midnight and the big fleur-de-lis drop, followed by world-class fireworks over the mighty Mississippi. If you've never seen it, you are missing out, folks. It's a good one. That's all thanks to the Crescent City Countdown Club, New Orleans & Company, and WWL. Speaking of WWL, here's WWL First News with Ian Ozan. Be right back.
Now back to Ian Hoke on WWL AMFM.com.
Right back to you, Ian Ozan. You've had 30 minutes. Did you do my crossword yet?
I have not done your crossword yet.
Are you busy? Are you doing something else with your time right now besides my delightful, irreverent crossword puzzle?
Yes. How can I get your crossword, though?
No, it's very simple. And Courtney, you do the same thing. What, are you checking on traffic in there, or are you doing my crossword puzzle?
Yeah, I'm checking on traffic.
All right. All right, just tell me how it really is, folks. Man, just when you think you know somebody. Just send a text message to the Oakland Art Jewelers Talking Text Line, 504-260-1870, and just say, hey, give me the link to your crossword or crossword, please, or whatever. Just tell me what you want, and I'll text you back a link to the crossword puzzle. Okay?
I just found the link in the Oakland Art Jewelers Talking Text
Line. Oh, yeah, you already have access to the link, so you can just pull it open there. Well, if you're listening and you want to play the crossword puzzle, just say so on the text line, and I'll send you back a link. It probably only takes 10 or 15 minutes. It's like a pretty low difficulty crossword, and it has the option where it'll tell you if you put in a wrong letter, it'll turn red, so you know that your guess is incorrect, so you're not just kind of wondering. But anyway, it's fun. It's like a New Year's themed crossword puzzle. It's sort of year in review 2024. There's some sports, politics, entertainment, stuff like that in there. It's got all of it. So, you know, have fun. Stop reporting the news. Stop looking at the traffic. Just do my crossword, okay?
Will do.
Great. Thank you so much. We will step away and take care of some more business. And when we come back, I'm really excited about this. We're going to be speaking to Drew Ramsey. Drew is the owner of Hubig's Pies. Big news out of Hubig's Pies land today. If you're a Hubig's Pies fan, you're definitely going to stick around and hear what they got cooking up. Hubig's Pies now has king cakes, right in time for 12th night. We'll get the deets from Drew Ramsey. I'm Ian Hoax, sitting for Tommy Tucker. You usually don't hear me on the air this time of morning. I'm usually on the air with Scoot in the afternoon. But for now, today and Thursday, I'm sitting in morning drive. Pleased to be with you. I hope you enjoy the show. I'll be right back after this. 646 here on WWLAMFM.com and always live on the free Odyssey app. Joining me on the line right now, very excited to speak to you again. Drew Ramsey is the owner of the inimitable Hubig's Pies Company. Drew, good morning. Thanks for making time today.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having us.
I am so excited about your king cakes. And I was like, oh, the king cakes are coming back. And then I thought for a second, maybe I have this wrong. So the first thing I want to find out, Drew, are these the king cakes tiny hand pies that you had a long time ago before the fire? Or are these like full-size king cakes in the vein of the other big bakeries?
Full-size delicious king cakes.
Wow.
The ones that are going to be available in local stores via what we call direct store delivery are going to be 10-inch round. They're going to be stacked in a little 10-by-10 box. And we are going to have a larger one available for shipping, you know, via UPS or FedEx to your expatriated, loved New Orleanians who aren't with us this holiday season. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's going to be a 10-by-14. But it's a what I would say, a full-size, family-sized king cake. You know, I have the bigger one there, but this will satisfy most parties, and buy two of them if you got to bring them to the kids' school.
Or to the office, or to the radio station, because nothing gets people out of their chairs at a radio station like free food, man. People go nuts. People go nuts. So what separates a Hubig's king cake from, you know, one of the other ones that we've been seeing so far?
Well, one of the things that we, the nod to our historic flavors and processes is what I think will distinguish us. But we also are absolutely trying to adhere to a traditional cinnamon brioche buttery delicious king cake as well. So we're going to start with four flavors or varieties, and one of them is going to be our traditional cinnamon, and it's quite delicious, and it's just beautiful form. But the nod to the historic Hubig's, which will distinguish us, in my never-to-be-humble opinion, is we're going to make our custard for the first time since Hurricane Katrina. So we are making a real baked, traditional French egg custard that, I mean, I can tell you how we do it. It's not going to be duplicated easily in most people's kitchen. It's kind of a trade secret, but it's a process and a method. You know, we whip it into a froth and it forms tiny little air bubbles, and we cook it at a certain temperature and the air bubbles will rise and form kind of a self-forming crust, almost the beginnings of a creme brulee on top. If you have a good memory and you can go back and remember our custard pie, but mm-hmm. we take that mm-hmm. small batch, handmade baked egg custard and get it into the piping bag, you know, with the self-forming top crust and all, the beginnings of what some people might call, you know, the crust of a creme brulee. And that's going to get piped into the plain brioche cake. And it's knock your socks off delicious, again, in my never-to-be-humble opinion.
Wow.
We're also doing a Dutch apple, which is going to be our Hubig's apple you know, recipe with an authentic German streusel on top, which is made with Louisiana brown sugar and real butter. And I mean, it's all
It's all hand done. It's hot all dog. Real ingredients. It's all authentic. And, you know, if I was a walking commercial, I'd tell you that our secret ingredient is each one is made with love.
Just a sprinkling of love in each cake. I love it. Drew, some of the other big bakeries, they sell their king cakes like year round, right? They ship them to people, like you said, who are out of the community, out of the state, whatever. Are you going to do the same thing if people want to, you know, eat a Hubig's king cake in August? Is that available to them?
Not in August, no.
We are very That's the much, answer I was looking for. It upsets me when people start eating king cake before 12th night. And you know, when I see king cakes on store shelves in August, it's unsettling. It's not wholesome. It's not,
I think we're of a similar mindset. No, we are going to start to take orders for the shipping on King's Day, January 6th.
Wonderful.
And the full larger scale direct store distribution is going to go into full swing again on Monday, January 6th, King's Day. There were some stores that wanted to be prepared for New Year's Eve and some stuff, and we were a little bit torn with satisfying our customer.
Sure.
The customer being the account managers, you know, the stores. Because they were hearing the call to satisfy the ultimate customer, you know, the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a limited release going out today, but Hubig's is going to get in full swing on King's Day, and we're going through the carnival season, and we are going to pat everybody on the back and say thank you and see you next carnival season. That's the overarching plan.
I love it. And people on the Okernard Jewelers Talking Text Line are also loving it, Drew. There's a couple that say, I must have this cake. Sounds amazing. Here's one that says, shut up and take my money. Okay. How do people order these cakes? Real quick. I got just a minute here left, Drew. How do people get
All right, well, there's going to be a handful of outlets in town. You know, the Consecos, the Robert's, just the... okay. But the Hubig's.com... Our you know, website, our landing page is going to have a spot where you can buy them. That is not up right now, kind of on purpose. We're going to take orders on January 6th, and you're going to be able to select which week you want the delivery of and what variety you want. And, you know, it's going to be a pretty straightforward ordering process. I mean, it's going to mirror our how to order a pie, to ship a pie to your expatriated, love New Orleanian who's not here with us, but Hubig's.com. It's pretty self-explanatory and straightforward.
Yes.
And we'll happily accommodate the customer.
I am legit very, very excited about this, Drew. Thank you so much for making time. Thank you for your delicious pies. I'm really looking forward to that. I also really want to honor the fact that you are not selling these before 12th night. I think that's really cool, and it's very much in the spirit of the tradition of the king cake. Leave the knife in the box, my man. Happy New Year. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes. Drew Ramsey is the owner of Hubig's Pies. Starting on January 6th, you will be able to go to Hubig's.com and order one of their delicious Hubig's king cakes. They got cinnamon, custard, Dutch apple. Holy cow, that sounds really good. We'll be back and take care of some business. Let's get caught up with traffic with Courtney P. BRB. Coming up in the next hour, an extremely kick-ass development, if I may say so, in the world of virtual reality gaming. A local fella, Kyle Monty, he's from Luling, right down the road here, and he's got a company that he founded called Haptech. Haptech makes training equipment for the U.S. military and Stryker VR, a subsidiary and gaming innovator. They've got a really cool new toy. I want to tell you all about it. If you're into VR and gaming, you're not going to want to miss that conversation. About 15 minutes. Ian Hoke, here's the news. BRB.